Good morning and welcome to St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church online service for March 7th. I'm Pastor Randy Clausen and sharing ministry with Pastor Nick Sherman and youth worker Taya Himes. Our sermon series during the season of Lent explores spiritual practices, and we're inviting you to grow in a relationship with God using these various spiritual disciplines. Later, Pastor Nick will share on the practice of reading scripture known as Lectio Divina, and today's focus will be from Psalm 30. Lectio Divina is an ancient method of reading scripture which invites us to listen to scripture with the heart. In the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Lectio Divina is a means of allowing the Spirit to search for the deep things of God. We look forward to hearing from Pastor Nick later in the service. A few announcements. This morning, once again at 10:45, Pastor Nick will be hosting time of visiting on Zoom for discussion of questions from the message or just to catch up with one another. You can email Pastor Nick for the directions to join in on that. There are also weekly reflections from the Psalms, and again, Pastor Nick or the church office can be contacted to receive a copy, either by email or snail mail. There are a number of ministries happening online these days, and later this morning at 11:30, grades 7 to 11, Sunday school are gathering. Later this week, Kids Club meet Thursday at 6:30. Senior Youth meeting Friday at 7 p.m. Young Families also Friday at 8:30. And then next Sunday morning at 9:30, ages 3 to grade 6 are online with Sunday school. For access to this and these and other ministries, you can contact the office or youth worker, Taya Himes. Due to the COVID situation, our annual membership meeting is by response to the report books, which have been distributed, and please respond by phone or email to church council members by March 16th. Excuse me. With the COVID situation evolving, Church Council will be meeting March 17th to review considerations as to when we may be worshiping it once again in person. So be listening for those announcements. Our church staff continue to work primarily from home, so please, if there are any needs or concerns, feel free to email or contact them at home. As we begin our time together this morning, we'd like to read to you from Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. I invite you to bow with me in prayer. God, while our hearts long to be in your house, we seek you from our homes. Inspire our hearts and minds to follow Jesus, until that day when our final home is with you. Amen.
Trudy?
Thank you for leading us in that music. Often after a tragic death, family members are heard rising up with action and calls for situations to be fixed to prevent other families from experiencing the painful grief as they have. While there are those who deny the impact of the COVID pandemic, there are also thousands of families and healthcare workers who are pleading for the rest of us to be cautious and stay healthy. As a Christian community, we invite you to do what you can to care and provide for the safe well-being for others. I invite you to bow with me in prayer. God, a year ago, we could not imagine the changes of life that we have had to deal with since. And our reality is we don't know what tomorrow holds. For it is out of darkness that we seek your light. It is out of our sorrow that we seek your joy. It is out of our doubts that we seek your faith. It is out of our restlessness that we seek your peace. It is out of our sin that we seek your forgiveness. Give us minds to seek justice. Give us hearts to love mercy. Give us courage to walk humbly with Jesus as our guide. This morning we hold in prayer family, neighbors, and friends who are in need of your healing and hope. Guide our thoughts, the decisions and actions we take for the living of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm part of a pandemic book club with a few friends from my college days. We meet online once a month or so and talk about the books we've been reading and spend a bit of time catching up afterwards. For the past couple of months, we've been working through this particularly dense and difficult book. And so when we met again last week, we all talked about struggling to read it. Reading this particular book, I would often get to the end of a paragraph or a page and realize that I had actually no idea what I had just read. It didn't help that I was often reading in the evening when I was bleary-eyed with tiredness to start. And so I'd often have to stop and go back and read it all again so it could actually sink in this time. Imagine that some of you have had this experience before. I remember there being a lot of it in university in particular. You read something, but it doesn't really register the first time around. Or you read it too quickly, maybe, and miss the meaning of it, and have to turn around and read it once more. This can be particularly challenging with reading anything, I think, but perhaps uniquely so when it comes to reading Scripture. Because more than other forms of reading, we truly want to grasp what we're looking at or hearing when we come to the Bible. Because we come to the Bible not just to be informed, but to be formed, as Eugene Peterson once wrote. As we've heard, we as a church are working our way through a Lenten sermon series called Practicing What We Preach, in which we're exploring and experimenting with several different spiritual practices. Each of these weeks, we'll be walking you through a different spiritual practice and inviting you to participate at home or do so during the course of your week. And today, again, we're focusing on a form of scripture reading called Lectio Divina. Lectio Divina simply means sacred reading. And if you've ever practiced Lectio Divina or heard of it before, you'll know that it can seem a bit like all of my late night reading redos at first. It's very repetitive by nature. It involves a lot of reading the same passage over and over and approaching it differently each time you do. For some people, that might seem odd or even frustrating. But the intention is similar to my bedtime reading routine. It's to try to let the text really sink in, and in doing so, allow it to impact us in a meaningful way. Lectio Divina, again, as we've heard, is an ancient form of devotional reading that's been practiced by Christians of different traditions for centuries. And behind this practice is this understanding that God is able to speak to us not in just broad or general ways through Scripture, but also in uniquely individual ways. And so Lectio Divina is a way of opening ourselves up to that and listening for that. There are different expressions of it, but Lectio Divina most often involves reading a passage four times and coming to it again from a different angle or with a bit of a different question each time. Traditionally, these steps are known as Lectio, Meditatio, Oratio, and Contemplatio. Now, I didn't take Latin in high school, and I'm assuming most of you didn't either. And so it's maybe helpful to know that they're alternately translated as read, reflect, respond, and rest. Read, reflect, respond, and rest. And so what I'm going to do now is walk you through this form of reading right now. As a church, we've been journeying through the Psalms, and this past week we were reflecting on Psalm 30. And so I chose that as our text for today. If you have a Bible nearby, I'd invite you to grab it right now and have Psalm 30 open in front of you and read along as I read it out loud. Ideally, we'd have more time for this, but we'll go through it as we do. Before I read Psalm 30 this first time, I'd invite you to pause for a few seconds and be still. Invite the Spirit to be present and God to be speaking to you in this time. As I read the psalm this first time, I'd welcome you to simply follow along. Just allow yourself to become acquainted with the text. Just look and listen, see what's going on there. After I'm done reading, I'll pause briefly as we consider the passage from this first glance. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pits. Sing to the Lord, you his saints. Praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, my going down to the pits? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks forever. As we prepare to read the text a second time now, I'll invite you to reflect on it. As we read, ask yourself, is there a particular word or an image that stands out to you? Is there a line that seems to be describing your situation? Are there words here that give language for what you're feeling or longing for these days? Is there something here that seems particularly challenging or comforting for you? I'd encourage you not to try to force it, but just pay attention and look and listen for it. After I'm done reading, I'll pause again briefly to allow space for you to reflect on that. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down to the pits. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down to the pits? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. As we read through the text a third time, I'd invite you to respond to the text. So far, we've tried to let the text speak to us. This time, we want to speak back to God in return and to consider ways that our lives might speak in response. There are different ways you might do this. If you had a pen or a paper nearby, you could jot down what stands out to you in this psalm. If you're with someone else right now, you could share that out loud, or you might consider ways that this psalm might change your thinking or how you live. I'd suggest that those are things that might be best done following this time. For now, I'd invite you simply to respond in silence or quiet prayer. Maybe as you've read the text, you relate to the psalmist's description of being in a pit and like him, want to ask God to help you out. Or maybe you connected to that phrase, I will not be shaken, and want to pray to God that God would give you that sense of spiritual security in your life. Or maybe you feel a sense of gratitude, having experienced healing in your life like the psalm writer did, and want to thank God for that. Whatever it is, whatever stood out, the response can be simple. Just a short prayer in response to the psalm. After I'm done reading, I'll pause to give just a little space for you to do so. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down to the pits. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction? Am I going down to the pits? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. As we read the text one last time, I would invite you to simply rest now. Rest in the presence of the God who's described in these beautiful verses. Rest in the knowledge of that God. Be aware of God's love for you. Be still, knowing that God is at work in the world and in your own hearts. I'll pause again, give you space to do so after I'm done reading. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down to the pits. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction? Am I going down to the pits? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. At the start, I talked about needing to sometimes reread parts of books in order for the words and message to really sink in. That's part of what Lectio Divina can do for us when it comes to the Bible. But there are other ways it can function as well. If you're like me, you've probably enjoyed the experience of rereading a favorite novel or nonfiction book more than one time. And doing so, you find that even if it's familiar and you know exactly how it ends and can recite nearly all the words, it still speaks to you, and often differently and with an increased depth each time. Or you might have experienced where you come across a paragraph that's just so beautifully written or powerfully put, and you can't help but find yourself starting over and reading it again. Maybe it's a newspaper and you clip the article, or it's a book and you underline it or dog-ear the page so you can come back to it and read it again or maybe even share it. Our experience of Scripture can be like that as well, and even more so, I believe, being God's words and being God's breathed. And so this practice of Lectio Divina can help us get to that, this practice of reading a passage over and over and over. I hope is that that was the case for you today. Again, ideally, this I would have some more space and time to do it, but trust that God has spoken to you through these words. Some of you have shared that you've been introduced to Lectio Divina and resonated with it. For others, it might not necessarily connect. We've shared previously that spiritual disciplines are like that. They all have benefits, but not every discipline or practice will resonate with everyone in the same way. If it did for you, though, Lectio Divina is a spiritual practice that many people do on their own as a devotional exercise, and I'd invite you to consider using it. can also be done in small group settings, not as feasible these days, of course, but something you might think about in the future. Once you're familiar with it, it's fairly simple and straightforward. Read, reflect, respond, and rest. Rereading, like my little book club, so it can truly sink in. And opening ourselves up to the word that God might be saying to us in this time through these words that we've been given. Amen. Thank you once again for joining us. Share these words of blessing as we close off this time. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And whatever you do, in words or in deeds, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.